This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. I have with me Rupert McGinty with Mr. Appliance of Auburn. Welcome, Rupert. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. It's a great honor to be here.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your business, Mr. Appliance. What is it that you do?
We have a white glove appliance repair business. We come to your house to repair your appliances so that you don't have to try to drag them out and bring them somewhere else. The reason I say white glove is because we use shoe covers and a doormat, which is what sets us apart from everyone else. And we usually leave appliances a lot cleaner than what we find them.
Well, that's good. I know appliances tend to get dirty over time, so that's nice. Do you repair all kinds of appliances? I mean, what are some examples of the things you repair?
We repair all appliances, all brands, all makes and models, anything from a Hotpoint all the way up to a Bosch or Viking or a Wolf or, I mean, I'm authorized Bosch dealer here in this area. Well, not dealer, repairman here in this area. I'm an authorized Viking repairman here in this area. We're working on getting authorized with some other companies right now.
Okay. So when someone calls you needing some help, what has usually happened that has caused them to give you a call?
Normally they have some appliance in their household that is acting very bad. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's having a sick day.
Yeah.
I like to say. And when appliances have sick days, it costs you money. And we try to get you back on track as soon as we can.
Okay. Well, tell me how you got into this type of business.
Well, I've always liked tinkering with things and taking things apart and putting them back together. And then after about 35 years of being in the retail business, I decided it was time to hang up that hat. And this just kind of seemed to be a perfect fit in the Mr. Appliance world.
And how long have you been in business?
For 3 years.
Okay. Excellent. Well, are there any kind of misconceptions that people have about appliance repair that you may want to clear up?
Most people don't realize that when the technician gets to your house to repair their appliance, it can't be done in 30 seconds. It takes a while to get it apart and see what's wrong with it. And that's usually where we spend most of our time is just diagnosing it, to drill down and see why this particular part of your appliance is not working the way it should be.
And that takes time to figure out.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me a little bit about you, Rupert. What kinds of things do you do for fun when you're not working and repairing appliances?
I like to garden and I like to spend time with my family and friends.
Well, tell me a little bit about your business in the sense of, one of the reasons I do this podcast is to encourage others who have gone into business for themselves or maybe are thinking about it. Have you had any kind of challenges in your business or maybe even in your personal life that has made you stronger or made your business stronger?
Yes, ma'am. In my personal life, if you don't believe in miracles, you can now because I am a complete miracle.
Okay.
When I was in the third grade, I was in the hospital for over 6 weeks with pneumonia. And the only medicine available at the time, I was allergic to.
Oh, no.
So God just stepped in miraculous ways and healed me from that. And then later on in life, this is how I know God wasn't through you working in my life. When I was a teenager, I was in a car wreck, flipped my car over. The cops said that they don't understand how I survived that with just a couple of scratches.
Wow.
So, God is good for working. God is good for us all the time.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, I'm so glad you're with us here today, Rupert. I'm definitely glad that you got over the sickness and then the car accident. So that's awesome. Well, kind of to wrap up things a little bit here, what is the one thing that you wish people knew about your business that they may not realize?
What they might realize is that we have a core of values, a code of values that we use every day in every customer's house. And I like to call it the rich code of values because it has to do with respect, integrity, customers, and having fun. We always show respect for all people. We always act with integrity with all of our dealings. And we always serve customers with enthusiasm. And last but not least, the H is having fun in the process, which is always important to us because if you can't have fun doing your job, you won't be doing it very long.
Right. I love that. Rich. That's good. And you know what? When you're inviting people into your home, you really want to be sure that you can trust the person that's there. And it's nice to know that you have a company there that has some good integrity.
Yes, ma'am. And all my technicians, we do background checks on them. And they have to pass the background checks and drug screenings. They're safe to come inside people's homes.
Excellent. Well, how would one find you if they've got a broken refrigerator or something's going wrong with some kind of appliance in their house? How do they get in touch with you?
The easiest way to get in touch with us would be to call 334-758-0200. Or you can always look us up at MrAppliance.com/Auburn.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest today, Rupert. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to GNPAuburn.com. That's GNPAuburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.